Now, Kennedy came in yesterday and had this great audio from Wellesley High School, who was helping her collect.
Did the morning announcements.
Take a listen.
Good morning, Wellesley High School, and welcome to this edition of the Friday Morning Announcements.
I can't help their sound.
We are broadcasting from our TV studio in room 174. I am Neil Lepard.
And I am Noah Blake. These are your morning announcements for Friday, November 16th.
Gets better.
And it is a day four. Wellesley High School is sponsoring a radio host, Kennedy, from Mix 104.1. As the station aims to collect 10,000 toys for girls and boys, Wellesley High School has been challenged to collect at least 2,000 new and unwrapped toys for tots. Bins will be outside the main office for collections. Let's help Kennedy beat her teammates, Carson and Salt, and collect over 2,000 toys.
Yeah!
So that was yesterday on the show, Kennedy.
Yeah, I'm going to be a part of the pep rally tomorrow for the big game against Needham.
Are you dressing up like a cougar or something like that?
No, I have some ideas. No, they're the Raiders.
They're the Raiders.
Because that would be weird.
And Annie, how's it going at your school?
They're awesome. I'm telling you, Quincy kids are the best kids.
What's the name of the school again?
Atlantic Middle School.
Okay, and that's where you went to middle school.
That's where I went to middle school. All of the most of the teachers
are
still there.
Did you finish?
I did. Okay, good. I did. Thank you.
Way to go.
And Saul, I know you met with your school.
Yeah, I got Martinson Elementary in Marshfield, and I have to stand in front of the fifth graders because they're the ones who are doing this, and they have to approve me.
Oh no!
So you're gonna go speak to the class?
I gotta go get a tie.
Oh yeah.
Are you gonna wear that next?
You should go dress like your
I probably look like...
Like all of their dads. I think it's just fine.
Right,
or their uncles that live in out of state.
Right.
Up in Maine.
Yeah. All right, so I was supposed to go yesterday and get an update from my son's school in Charlestown, who's going to be collecting, who is collecting toys. And so they went by, but I couldn't go. So I asked my wife and my son to go.
So
what are you talking
about? You farmed out your responsibilities to other people?
Do you think he's doing a very good job collecting?
Not really.
Why am I here doing this for him?
Because he has to go get the camper.
Miss Davis just came over. Do you think that she thinks we have a lot of toys yet?
And well, maybe.
I'm sure that once you spread the words to your friends, they won't disappoint you. They'll bring them in, right?
Yes, I hope so.
So
in other words, you're not doing anything. You're simply phoning this whole thing in. You picked a school that you know would be easy because it's your kid's school, and now you're not even bothering to go there?
I had to go get the camper winterized yesterday because the weather's going to be so cold on Thanksgiving.
Kennedy, I just, you know, in Carson's defense, his school is very far from his house.
Yeah.
His son's school is really, really far away, and you got to commute there. And Carson, it's what, an hour, 2 hour commute to your son's school from your house?
It's like at the end of my street.
Yeah, and it's, you know, he goes there already every day.
Yeah.
So I can see how it would
pick up your son in the afternoons, right?
I am one of the playground moms.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, no, I see why he's not
cheater.
Doing it. Yeah.
Cheater.
He's already spending enough time at the school, Kennedy. That's the problem.
Oh, well, yeah.
Too much time.
Right.
Do you think he's doing a very good job collecting?
Not really.
I liked it when he said N-O.
N-O. Not really. So.
And I like how then Lana, then, if you listen back to it, she goes, you have to talk to your friends and spread the word.
Do you think he's doing a very good job collecting?
Not really.
Why am I here doing this for him?
Because he has to go get the camper.
Miss Davis just came over. Do you think that she thinks we have a lot of toys yet?
And maybe.
I'm sure that once you spread the words to your friends, they won't disappoint you. They'll bring them in, right?
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah, I'm going to need that 7-year-old to step up his game.
When
I think Barrett. Kind of more of a dig at Carson, I think.
Oh,
saying
totally.
That Barrett's going to be the one who'll get it done.
Oh, yeah, this is on Barrett's shoulders.
Yeah, if we do this again, you don't get to pick your kid's school. Sorry. Yeah.
Do you think he's doing a very good job collecting?
Not really.
All right, so if you do want to help out, again, we're going to be at North Shore Mall on Friday for Black Friday.
Just go to Carson's kid's school. He needs all the help he can get.
But if you want to drop some toys there, I'm just saying, Friday 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the North Shore Mall for Black Friday, and then Saturday 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at South Shore Plaza. Kennedy, what do you have for the dirty coming up in 9 minutes, please?
So we're going to talk Snoop Dogg.
Yes,
he
I need him
He got his star
today.
On the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and the person that he thanked, it'll bring tears to your eyes, Carson.
Heather texted in and said, maybe they've banned Carson from the school, and this is a cover-up.
Nah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.